بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the chapter on the softening of the hearts from Sahih al-Bukhari, the book on the tendering or softening of the hearts from Sahih al-Bukhari. And we have reached the chapter entitled Babun قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, هذا المال خضرة, هذا المال, إن هذا المال خضرة حلوة. The statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, wealth is like green sweet fruit, wealth is like green sweet fruit. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in chapter 3 verse 14, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ النِّسَاءِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Beautified for men is the love of things they covet, women, children, much of gold and silver, wealth, branded beautiful horses, cattle and well-tilled land. This is the pleasure of the present world, life, but with Allah, or Allah has the excellent return with Him. Yeah. This is the title of this chapter. So, concerning the first statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wealth is like green sweet fruit, we discussed this in another related hadith that came before. Now, as concerning the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, the beautified for men is the love of things they covet, women, children, etc. The one who beautified is Allah. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the fi'l or mentions the action of His in a way not naming the doer, lest it is so that it's not related to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, for example, in Surah Al-Jinn, in Surah Al-Jinn, verse 10. Chapter 72, verse 10. قال الله تعالى, وَإِنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. Surah Al-Jinn. And we know not whether evil is intended, look at this, is intended for those who on earth, or whether their Lord intends for them a right path. You see that? It came in the form, what? You read it there, and we know not whether evil is intended, so that it's not attributed to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends it. But when they mention the good, they said, what? Huh? Or whether their Lord intends for them a right path. You see the difference in this verse? You see the difference? Is that clear to you? You see the difference in the statement? Similarly here is beautified for men is the love of things. Who is the beautifier? Who is the beautifier? Allah. But he didn't mention that. Yeah. Related to him directly. Now, here in this statement, beautified for men is the love of things they covet women. Who are the women here? They are the wives. They are the wives. And al-baneen, the children, known. Al-qanatir al-muqantara, also much of gold and silver. Wal-khayr al-musawwama, the branded, beautiful horses, having a brand indicating its quality and its speed, strong speed. Wal-an'ami wal-harf, cattle and well-tilled land. All of these things, Allah says about them, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. نعم. This, meaning all that preceded, is the pleasure of the present world's life. But look to what Allah directs. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. But Allah has the excellent return with him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the next verse, 3:15, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Let's continue. Shall I inform you of things far better than those? Far better than what has preceded. For the pious and the righteous, there are gardens with their Lord, underneath which rivers flow. Therein is their eternal home. And وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَ, purified mates or wives. And Allah will be pleased with them. And Allah is all seer of his slaves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his favors. And who are they? Who are they? Who are they? Next verse. Their qualities. Those who say, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. الذين يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. Those who say, our Lord, we have indeed believed, so forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment of the fire. And then more of their qualities. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. They are those who are patient ones, those who are true in faith, in words and deeds, and obedient with sincere devotion in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me and you from them. This is the khayr, this is the good. This is better than all of that mentioned earlier. And it is possible that a person may attain this and may attain that. May attain what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautified and may attain all the good qualities that Allah also mentioned. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said in his dua, Allahumma inna la nastati'u an nafraha illa bima zayyantahu lana, Allahumma inni as'aluka an unfiqahu fi haqqik. Oh Allah, we are not able to be pleased except in that which you beautified for us. So Allah, I ask you that I spend it in your right, to fulfill your right. Naam. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.